Here's a flood myth you probably never heard before. In the centuries before the Spanish arrived at Peru, as people were said to have shown up there on rafts, carrying with them a mysterious green idol. They then traveled inland, looking for an appropriate place to build a temple for the jade monolith that they'd carried with them across the sea. When they found the place, they built a pyramid, then a temple complex, and then a city surrounding that. The ruler was so well loved that when he passed away, his final instruction to his intendants were to bury him under the floor of his own house and to tell his people that he'd flown away and was going to come back someday. This had the unforeseen consequence of causing many of the citizens to leave the city looking for their god king, a man known as Namelap. The green idol was also known as Namelap, and the last king of the dynasty, a man called Fempelec, was hell-bent on moving this idol but could not. He's approached by an evil spirit who offers to help in exchange for a little carnal knowledge, and when he commits the act, it rains for 30 days and nights, floods the land, destroys all of their crops, and causes the people to sacrifice Fempelec to save themselves. One of the more obscure South American tales